The Amazing Walking Fish of Xochimilco by Julie Kakmes. Genre: expository text provides factual information about a topic. As you read, look for facts about axolotls to add to your knowledge of animals. Big question. Question of the week. Why do animals behave the way they do? River monsters. Have you ever seen an axolotl? A walking fish that looks like a mini prehistoric monster? The Aztecs believed that this sacred water monster was the reincarnation of the fire god, Ciutticutli. They also believed in a local legend, which predicted that the day the axolotl disappeared, it would be the end of Xochimilco. Here begins the unfortunate tale of the axolotl. I'd love to be able to take you on a journey down the canals of the Xochimilco River, south of Mexico City, and show you these enchanted creatures in their natural environment. But sadly, nowadays, it is almost impossible to catch even a glimpse of one in the river. You see, back in the 1970s, the local authorities made a fatal mistake when they introduced Chinese carp into the canals of the Xochimilco as food for the locals. Very soon, these alien fish destroyed the ecosystem by eating their way through almost the entire population of the axolotl. The name axolotl comes from atl, meaning water, and saltl, meaning dog. Its Latin name is Ambystoma mexicanum. According to Aztec mythology, Ciutticutli was the god of fire, day, and heat. A staggering 41% of the world's amphibians are threatened with extinction. Destruction of species. Fish predators were not the only reason for the decline of the axolotl. As the urbanization of Mexico City spread, pollution from the local industries destroyed its natural habitat. Today, the Xochimilco River is so contaminated with heavy metals that nobody would dream of eating any of its fish. Over the past 2 decades, the axolotl population has declined so dramatically that there are currently only between 70 and 1,200 axolotls existing in the wild. Sadly, this fascinating creature has joined many other animals now threatened with extinction, such as the Amazon Pink River Dolphin and the Chinese Giant Salamander. The axolotl is not a fussy eater. It lives on a diet of small fish, worms, and anything else it finds. Tadpoles metamorphosize into frogs, losing their tails and growing legs as they mature. Salamanders with feathers. Axolotls are often called Mexican walking fish, but they are not fish. They belong to a group of amphibians called salamanders, which can live in or out of water. Underwater, the axolotl holds its breath and takes in oxygen through its gills. However, these are no ordinary gills. The axolotl's gills on either side of its head look like feathers, or an exotic headdress. It has a wide head and small, lidless eyes. Its long, flexible body allows it to glide along, pulsing the water with its fins to find food. Axolotls are carnivorous and feed on small fish, worms, and insects. They find their prey by smell and are like small vacuum cleaners, sucking food into their stomachs through their gills. Axolotls look different from most other salamanders because they are neotenic, which means they do not metamorphosize like most salamanders, who lose their gills and whose limbs change into another form, so that they can live on land. Axolotls remain aquatic and keep their gills throughout their lives. In the wild, they are generally brown with gold speckles, but in captivity, breeders have managed to breed mutated white and pink varieties of the species with haunting pink eyes. Axolotls are also able to regrow large sections of their livers, spine, and heart muscles. This awesome little water monster holds the secrets to a discovery that scientists would love to make. The ability to regrow limbs. Yes, it's surprising, but true. Some amphibians and lizards can regenerate some of their limbs. For example, if they are in a crisis, such as being attacked from behind by a predator, skinks can release their tails. This is a great escape tactic. The tail detaches, and meanwhile, the skink makes a quick getaway. The unique thing about axolotls, however, is that they are endowed with the amazing ability of regenerating complete body parts. They can regrow their limbs, gills, eyes, and kidneys. And it doesn't stop there. They can even regrow their brain. How amazing is that? Skinks can release their tails to escape from predators. The tail even keeps wriggling for several minutes. Seven amazing facts. The axolotl is not the only animal that can magically regrow body parts. Here are some examples of other animals that can regenerate parts of their anatomy. 1. The starfish is one of the most regenerative animals on Earth. As long as its central nerve isn't damaged, the starfish can regenerate all five of its limbs. 2. Amphibians such as newts, lizards, and salamanders can also regenerate parts of their limbs. They can all regrow their tails, although it can take them up to 9 months to do so. 3. Deer can regrow their huge, heavy antlers in just 3 months. 4. Spiders can lose a leg and regrow it. 5. Sharks are able to continuously replace lost teeth. 6. If cut into pieces, each piece of certain types of worm can grow into a new worm. 7. Sea sponges can be divided into two separate halves. The mystery of regeneration. The mystery of regrowth has puzzled scientists for decades, but they are convinced that they'll be able to crack this in the future. The scientific dream of growing human limbs and being able to replace damaged ones may be a long way off, but the first step on this journey of discovery is to fully understand how amazing little creatures like the axolotl do this so perfectly. Hopefully, this research may help us discover new methods to heal wounds and regenerate simple tissues. So, how far have scientists come in their research, and what have they discovered? Well, what they do know is that it's complicated. The Salk Institute for Biological Studies has conducted several studies on axolotls to help scientists understand how the healing process works. Unfortunately, their results have shown that humans may not have the necessary genes for the regeneration of limbs. A genome is an organism's complete set of DNA, including all of its genes. A genome contains all the information required to build that organism. The biggest breakthrough in research. Do you have your mother's blonde hair? Or your father's green eyes? These are just two of the many physical characteristics that make you who you are. But how do you inherit these traits from your parents? And how do you pass them on to your children? Every living thing on Earth has a biological map written in unique code. This code is contained in a molecule called DNA in your body's cells. Your DNA dictates characteristics such as hair, skin, and eye color. After 150 years of research, a team of scientists has finally mapped the axolotl's genome. It is the largest genome ever to be sequenced and contains 32 billion base pairs of DNA. The human genome consists only of around 3 billion base pairs. This important discovery brings us closer to finding out how axolotls renew parts of their body. For hundreds of years, prosthetic limbs have been the only option for people who have had a limb amputated. Doctors are still hopeful that, in the future, patients who go into hospital after losing an arm or a leg will be able to regenerate their lost limbs just by taking a regenerative drug. An option that, up till now, we have only seen in science fiction movies. Imagine if we could just regrow an arm or a leg instead of having to use a robotic replacement. This is why the axolotl continues to be one of the most studied animals in the world today. Scientists are hopeful. Recent studies of heart regeneration in the axolotl have suggested that the answer to the puzzle of regenerating limbs may be linked to the immune system. Dr. James Godwin of MDI Biological Laboratory, Maine, has been working on this. Through his research, Dr. Godwin discovered that the growth of new heart muscle tissue may be possible in the axolotl because of a type of white blood cells called macrophages. Could this be the answer that scientists are waiting for? Although the puzzle has still to be solved, scientists are convinced that the little Mexican water monster, the axolotl, will eventually lead them to the answer. They never give up on the belief that, one day, the human body will be able to renew damaged limbs. A dying breed. Although researchers have tried to protect and revive the axolotl population by creating shelters made of reeds and rocks, which help to filter the water, the axolotls continue to decline. Storms often cause the surrounding sewers to overflow into Lake Xochimilco, so the water quality is a death trap to any remaining axolotls trying to survive there. In 1998, researchers counted 6,000 axolotls in the river, but today you will be lucky to find one. The future of the axolotl. Our beloved axolotls are not doing very well in the wild, but luckily, there are now thousands living in aquariums. Their smiling faces and appealing eyes have made them popular pets. Generally, in good aquarium conditions, they live for about 10 years. Here are some vital tips for keeping your axolotl healthy and happy. First, you need to remove any uneaten food and waste from the surface of their tank daily. This stops the buildup of ammonia and nitrate levels, which could be fatal. Second, make sure you change the water every week. Do not stress your pets. Handling them, tapping on the aquarium, or using bright lights can upset them. Finally, make sure you maintain a water temperature of 68 degrees Fahrenheit. If the temperature goes above 74 degrees Fahrenheit, your axolotls will develop heat stress and may die. In captivity, axolotls usually grow to around 10 to 12 inches. Cannibals and other aquarium killers. You need to be careful about how many axolotls you keep together in a single tank. Axolotls are not very sociable. In fact, they are happiest when alone. Beware! Many people eagerly fill their tanks with 12 or more young axolotls, but when they wake up the next morning, there is only one left. You see, baby axolotls are cannibalistic until they reach a length of 6 inches. Keep them isolated using tank dividers or keep them in separate tanks until they grow up. Later, two adult axolotls should thrive in a 10-gallon tank. Take our advice, and you too could help provide a better future for these fascinating little water monsters.